But here, on the very rim of known space, justice is a long way away.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Space Game Junkie Podcast. I am exhausted, but I'm your co-host, Brian. Joining me, as always, is your co-host, Spaz.
Barely awake, but here.
All right. Your co-host, Julie.
Hello from the Midwest, whether it's sunny, warm, and snow, and most importantly, no ice.
I don't want to talk about that. Your co-host, Thorsten.
Hello from Germany. Also, totally sleep deprived and let's put it that way. I'm dying of heat right now.
Oh no, it's hot there too. Crap. I'm sorry.
Yeah, about 96 degrees.
Oh my god, that's too many degrees. That's way too many. that's a lot of degrees. We're hoping Jacob will join us. He's been tired of late. He's got a busy schedule being a university student and everything. So. Hopefully he'll be able to join us. And unfortunately, our now former podcast co-host David has decided to move on and pursue other ventures. We wish him the best. We wish him all the luck in the world. And we hope that when he becomes a world famous artist, he'll remember us little people who tried to encourage him along the way. So best of luck to you, David. We will miss you. And maybe someday we'll see you again. I hope so. So, friends, we are wrapping up our three-week-long series now on mobile gaming, where we're talking about the actual games that we think you should play. And we're going to talk about quite a few. And we're not just talking Android and iOS. We're going back further than that, because you could still buy a DS, and you could still buy copies of things for the DS. So, Is 26C a lot? I don't know. Is that a lot? I'm an American. I don't know the conversion. That sounds like a lot of C's. We're going through a heat wave right now as we record this. A lot of places are just pushing their air conditioners to the limit. And it's not great.
Last week there was a heat wave in Alaska.
Yeah,
first 85 degree heat wave in Alaska.
First time ever Alaska got a heat warning. First time ever. That must have been confusing for those poor people, because they are not used to that kind of heat. They're not used to that at all, poor people. So stay safe, people. Try and stay in cool climates. I mean, like, you know, air conditioned. Stay in the shade. Stay hydrated. Just stay safe while the sun, that damned sun, I know it gives us life, but at what cost? That damned sun beats down upon us and tries to kill us again.
The angry skyball.
Huh?
The angry skyball.
Yeah, the angry skyball of fire who hates all of us, especially me. The sun and I have never gotten along. I try and stay out of its way, and I hope it stays out of mine. So, we're going to talk
about... I burn in 15 minutes. Let me put it that way.
Oh, my God. I step outside, and I'm like, oh, I feel fun. Oh, no. Yeah, I burn so fast.
Now all the gamers who spend all their time inside say, oh, boy, see? What do you mean it's bad weather out?
I know, like, just a side note, just a tangent. When the lockdown started a few years ago... which I wish had continued, but whatever. I was like, wow, I've trained my whole life for this. I am ready to stay inside, not interact with people. I've done this all my life. This is perfect. So we're going to talk about mobile space games today. And we're going to talk about a multitude of platforms, not just Android and iOS.
I'm going to cover the handheld spectrum.
Yes. So I want to start today with the game that's on the stream. That is Star Traders Frontiers, but there's a whole series of Star Traders games. There's three of them. There's the original RPG, Star Traders RPG. There's a 4X game. I think it's just called Star Traders 4X, I think. And yes. And then there's the latest one, Star Traders Frontiers, which is what I'm streaming now. And I recorded this from my tablet. These play I've never played it on a phone, but I have a tablet. These play phenomenally. And the Treese Brothers, I mean, they have a variety of games for mobile, from the cyber battle. Oh God, I can't.
Cyber Knights
and Templar Battle Force. And I think there's another one. They have a whole spate of great games that are also on Steam. We're talking about mobile here. I've been playing Star Trek's Frontier here on my tablet, and it's fabulous. It on a tablet. I was enjoying this on my PC, but for some reason on a tablet where I could play it, you know, going potty or whatever, it's great. It's so great. It's so good on a tablet, you guys. This is a tremendous mobile game, and I can recommend all their mobile games because I pretty much played all of them. For some reason, their 4X game is no longer on the Android store, but it is on the iOS store. I don't know why. I kind of want to write them and ask. I'm going to write them and ask. Who are we kidding? Like, what happened, guys? Yes, the Star Traders series, the whole series from the Treese Brothers. They the ones that are on the Play Store and whatnot, they're still updating them. Like, I don't know how they do it. They're machines. But like, I looked earlier, and the first Star Traders game just got an update like a month or two ago. Like, oh my, like these guys are, I think they're Androids. I think that's the only thing that explains how they just don't stop updating their own games. I just think there's some kind of data style. Both of them are some kind of data style Sung Android. That's the only explanation that makes sense to me. So we'll go around the table. I have more that I've built a list. I have more, but we'll see what the, and folks in the chat, if you have any recommendations, please throw them our way. Just say which platform it's for and everything. We are open to recommendations, but co-hosts, I'll start with you guys. Spaz, do you have any good mobile games to recommend? Regardless of platform.
Well, there's a series I can throw out there, mm-hmm. which is on Android, mm-hmm. The Battle Void series.
Battle Void, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course. I have played that on Steam. My God, of course. Of course.
Yeah. 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 I've played a lot of them.
Of course.
They're great games.
Of course they are.
They are. Yeah, there's four of them. There's Battle Void Classic, which was originally on just phones. And then they expanded out to Battle Void First Contact, which is kind of an reimagining of the classic game. Then there was Sector Siege and Harbinger, and those have been also ported to PC on Steam.
I'm going to have to just get all of these right now. just install every single one on my tablet just right now. Absolutely every single one. Fantastic. Yeah, that's a good series. I don't know how I missed that they're on mobile. There are so many good games I've played on PC that are on mobile. By the way, y'all, they're doing a great job of bringing all these great indie and older PC games to mobile. Just utterly fantastic. That is a great recommendation. I don't know how I missed that. Well done. I will definitely be getting all of those as soon as this podcast is over. Okay. That is a great recommendation. Should we do one each and go around, or would that make it simpler? Or should we do, let's do one each. I think that makes it simple. Julie, do you have a recommendation?
I do indeed. Okay. A marvelous recommendation. Ooh. But before we go further.
Oh, yes. Go for it.
The thing is, now, this is not a slight against the MIG device. If it didn't do what I'm about to tell you, I would be using it myself to back up my hard copy games, because those little tiny discs can get damaged real easy.
Oh my God, so easy. Oh my God, they're so fragile.
This is what people legitimately use it for, but this is a case of the baby being thrown out with the bathwater. People legitimately use this to back up the games they already own, and that's what it was meant for. Unscrupulous people do other things with it. Now, with the Switch 2 coming out, the problem is that if you use this, the Nintendo Corporation can now detect the fact that you've used this. They're not fooling around anymore, so word of the wise, what they do, if they detect that you used this, they will cut your Switch device remotely off from the internet permanently, and even resetting it to factory settings won't make any difference. So effectively what this does is, unless you really trust the person you're buying from, this eliminates the used Switch 2 market altogether. So be very, very careful. There's been a lot of people who have gone to big mortar and brick stores where they say, see, open box. And that's unscrupulous people who've been trying to steal games have returned it, because if you go to Walmart, Walmart is really good about returning games. So word to the wise. Now, let's get on to my recommendation. And that is, I used to play space games on my phone, but now I use it for taking notes when I writing my book, and first book comes out soon. This is a game that Brian said when it came out on mobile, he said, and Julie was never heard from again. And that is No Man's Sky. And the reason I like this so much, I have a lot of shooters. I have some other role-playing games on mobile that I'll recommend if it comes around again. But what sets this apart is, if you like exploration, now if you like pew 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 shooters, that's in it too, and you can play a pirate and all the rest. But almost everything that's in the PC games, with the exception of the little villages that you can run, that isn't in it. But, and I will say, they are working on cross-device gaming, and they have already got it partly done, and they ultimately intend on doing it for Switch. And this is why I say it is such, if you, there are 255 galaxies to explore. And I know a lot of people said, oh, well, you know, Hello Games promised a lot and they didn't deliver, but now they have. And this is just such a marvelous game to be able to play mobile. So, and I don't know if you can play it on other devices, but you can sure play it on Switch. And now if you just want to play this one game, Switch Lights are dirt cheap.
I don't know how they're porting all these games to the Switch and the tablets and whatnot, like, but it's freaking magic how they're doing. It's amazing what they
some of these before. Games like CD Projekt Red, to get their games on it, unless somebody must have sold their soul for that one.
Yeah, I was thinking,
I don't know how they did it.
I was thinking of Wreckfest. It's a racing game, a pretty graphically intense, physics heavy racing game. And it is both on the Switch and on Android. I don't know how. I don't know how, but they did it, and it's brilliant, and it works, and it looks great, and it runs fabulously. I don't know how they did it. I have no idea.
There are some space games that are on Switch that actually even look and play better than on PC, believe it or not.
Ooh, maybe we'll talk about those. All right. Thorsten, do you have a recommendation?
Plenty, as always.
Good.
Okay. Okay, but before I go to my pick, I make another shout out for Star Trader Frontiers, because I played it a bazillion times on my tablet. There were times when I had two separate games running, one on PC and one on the tablet.
Great.
So I don't have to say more, I guess. And there's another point. What I loved too was the original Cyber Knights. That it's actually my first pick. Sadly, it isn't available anymore, which is pretty sad, because Cyber Knights, how is the new title called? I forgot it now. Anyway, the new title is wildly different than the original title, and which was basically a cyberpunk game in made like a Pirates-like game. And I'm pretty sad that it isn't available anymore. So it was my first pick.
Just to clarify here, Cybernetics Flashpoint is the one that is the new version or the new iteration, and that's more level-based, mission-to-mission-based than the original, which was more open world.
I don't understand, because I can install it. I have it on my tablet here. I must wonder if it's a German thing.
That's really, it could be a region thing. Could be a region. That is possible.
Which is really, really sad. That's the case.
Well, if it is, we'll have to investigate and find out more.
Yeah, we should look into this, because the fact that I can get it and you can't, Thorsten, is crushing. I feel really bad about that. Sorry. So we should. I mean, maybe I'll write.
I love that game.
I will write. I'll include that in my email to Chase Brothers. Like, title, what the fuck? That's my title for the email. What the hell is my subject? That's like, what? Oh, yeah. Good stuff. Wait, did you recommend one? Or had we gotten to that yet? You talked about Star Trek Frontiers. You just talked about Cybernetics. So do you
have Cybernetics? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, that was my first pick.
Oh, Cybernetics? Is that a space? Would you call that a space game?
I would call it a science fiction game at least.
Sure. I'll just say Cybernetics. Well, yeah, I'll just put that on the list. Why not?
Why? Cybernetics RPG.
Yeah, Cybernetics. And that's probably on iOS as well, I'm guessing. So I can probably. By the way, chat, if you have any iOS recommendations, none of us own an iOS device, so we can't make any direct recommendations for iOS. So my next suggestion, we're going to stick with Android for my next suggestion. So if you know anything about space gaming, you know about the Evercron games. Did you know the developer of the Evercron games made Evercron Legacy Mobile? It's kind of an experiment he wanted to do to see if he could put his giant ass open world space game on mobile, and he did.
Oh god, I totally forgot about that one.
It's amazing, and it's free. It's absolutely free. You just download the APK and install it. Boom, done. Boom, done. Oh, I didn't know Into the Breach was on Android. Is it now? Oh, it's exclusively for Netflix members. Son of a biscuit. I didn't know that. I also wouldn't call this a space game. I don't know. We're trying to stick with space games. Let's try and keep our focus.
Sorry. I mean, it's sci-fi, but it's... Yeah. And there is a ship. You do come down from orbit. Oh, so there is that.
So we can include Into the Breach, you think? We can include that one? Okay, we'll include that.
Every start of the mission, you are dropped down from orbit.
All right. Well, then there you go. There you go. Into the Breach. Okay. Sure. But yeah, Evercron Legacy on the tablet is phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. It is like just about, I think it's pretty much everything the PC version has with a mobile interface that works really, really, really well. really well. So, Evercron Mobile is terrific. Now, okay, let's do one more each, and then I think we're going to move to two each to speed things up, because I have a lot. Sounds like Thorsten has a lot. So we're going to stick with one, or should we move to two each? No, we did one each. Let's move to two each now. So I'm going to do a second one. Going back to the Nintendo DS. It's also on the PSP. It's called Star Trek Tactical Assault. It's for both the DS and PSP. It's basically baby's first Starfleet Command is basically what it is. And you're like, how can that be good? It's actually quite good on both platforms. I've played it both on the DS and the PSP version, on the Vita. And they are fantastic. They're really fun Star Trek games, and they're well-written and have solid like combat. Like it feels something like a slightly more action-oriented Starfleet Command. And they're really, really good. Like really good. So I can easily recommend that one if you have a DS or a PSP. Track a copy of that one down. Really a fun, surprisingly tactical, satisfying Star Trek game, of which there aren't many, sadly. So I easily recommend that one because it's a lot of fun. So, Spaz, do you have two recommendations?
Well, yeah, one mobile one, which is a game I believe I had you play because it's on Steam. Kai Robotica, which is made by Kairosoft. Actually, no, you didn't play this one.
Oh, I've not played
this one. But this is made by Kairosoft. Oh, okay.
I have not played this one.
Okay. It's one of the other Kairosoft games that's set in space that you did play, though. Because I remember you streamed it.
Yes, I did play another. I did. I don't remember which one now. I don't remember which one.
The other one that I have is a game that was only available on the Nintendo DS. And that is Infinite Space.
Yeah.
I knew that was going to come up.
If you didn't say it, I was going to ask you if you were okay. If you didn't say it, I was going to be like, have you been...
If I didn't say it, something would be very wrong.
Has Spaz been body snatched? Like, why didn't he bring up Infinite Space? God damn. Yeah, folks, if you have a DS or a 3DS... oh no, I can't play Birth Infinite of the Empire. Okay, Birth of the Empire. Sorry, someone brought up Birth of the Empire. Sorry to interrupt. And it doesn't look like I can install it on my tablet. That makes me very sad. It looks like a Birth of the Federation clone. Look at that beautiful thing. It is. Look at that beautiful thing.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Legally questionable content filed off.
Yep. Of course, I'm gonna have to find a way to get that on my tablet because
it might work on your phone.
Yeah, but my phone.
I think that's what it is.
It's weird. My phone is the same version. My phone is a newer version of Android than my tablet. My phone is Android 15. My tablet is Android 14, and for some reason, I can't install it on my. I don't know. Okay. Anyway, that's frustrating. I will try it later. Good suggestion. Good suggestion, Chris. Very good. Wait, Spaz, what were you saying? I'm sorry. You brought up.
Infinite Space.
Yeah.
Kairobotica. Yeah. Kairobotica is great. I'll just say that. It's a little bit of a mix of a base builder, city builder, along with you making a station that people will want to visit. And so you make money by traveling between planets and getting people to come as tourists to visit you. And then you can take on missions to deliver people to from planet to planet or deliver goods from planet to planet. But then on top of that, there's also this little fun mechanic of, well, you also send your robots on expeditions. So there's combat, too, on top of that. So there's a lot of things going on, but it's a very fun little game. As for Infinite Space, well, I've talked about it on this podcast many times. If you have a DS, track down a copy of Infinite Space.
It is worth it.
There are absolutely. Very few games that are like it.
Oh, yeah.
You have a few building. You have real-time combat that works on a timer. So you have a limited amount of time to plan out your moves, time when you actually make your attacks or use your defenses. You have the whole ship building aspect of how you build out your ship. So you could build a carrier if you want to, or you could build a battleship. You could build a very fast, nimble cruiser out of it if you really want to. However you want to handle it, you have so many options. It's one of those games I've beaten. It takes a long time to beat.
I keep getting stuck in it. I've tried three times. I keep getting stuck. I like get to a place. I'm like, there's no jobs here. What do I do? But I wanted to say, and it's in a positive note, I usually hate shit that's timed. I usually hate stuff that's timed. I'm like, it gives me stress. It gives me anxiety. For some reason, it works with Infinite Space. I don't know why, but it works with Infinite Space. It works great with Infinite Space. So, yeah, Infinite Space is definitely one to track down if you have a DS. And if you don't have a 3D, if you don't have a 3DS, maybe get a 3DS, because I'm going to tell y'all, the library for the DS slash 3DS, astounding. Like no joke, astounding. So
I'll add, even if you don't want to play 3D games, you could just get a 2DS.
Yeah, that's true. That's
what I have.
The 2DS, the 3DS is the clamshell that the closes on itself. The 2DS is more of a slab. So just there's a difference in the form factor between the 2 and the 3. There's a foldable 2DS. Am I remembering correctly?
Later version. I have the older model.
So you're the first one that's the slab. Yeah. Right. Okay. But yeah, I believe there was one that I think there was a second iteration that was more of that did mimic the clamshell device of the clamshell form factor of the 3DS. But either way, the 2DS, my God, you have such a library available to you on the 2DS. Holy moly. I swear to God.
The folding, 2DS is the 2DS XL.
Oh, excuse me. Right. Yeah. I can't keep them all straight. I like Nintendo stuff. I can't keep them all straight. Oh, good recommendation, Chris, for Starbase Orion. I have heard of this one. I have never played it, but I'm told it's very good from people who have played it. That's an excellent recommendation. Thank you. Thank you from iOS Corner over there in the far corner. While us Android people here take up most of the room. Thank you. Thank you over there in iOS Corner. Sorry. That side note, did I ever tell you guys that the dick thing I did when I was younger and worked at Electronics Boutique? This is a side note. I was 23. This was 1996. And I worked at Electronics Boutique and it was great. That's where I got so many games for the first time. And this family comes in and they're like, "Do you have any Apple games or any Mac games?" I laughed in their face. I said, "Yeah, I think we got some on an end cap over here. Come on, take a look with me." And we did sadly have like 4 Mac games, and like I think 3 of them were Blizzard games, you know. And they just gave me a look and walked out. I have never stopped feeling bad about that. It's like one of my big regrets in life is that I treated those people so poorly because they were Mac gamers. So that iOS corner thing I just made up just reminded me of that story. So be kind to people. That's the takeaway. Be kind to people. Even if they use Macs, be kind to them. even if they're Apple users, be kind to them.
You never know if your boss is an iOS user.
Oh God. Oh no. Well, at my last company, we all used iOS at my last, office job. We all used Apple, and so many people, just about everyone besides me had an iPhone. Anyway, where were we? So Spaz, I think you just said too. Julie, do you have a couple?
I do indeed.
Great.
Now, first I want to say that if you are a Star Wars fan or a Star Trek fan, don't be afraid to like both, because I know people say, "Oh, you can't be a Star Wars fan if you're a Star Trek."
I don't understand how you can't have love in your heart for both. They're both great. They both have a lot to offer.
I just tell people I sit around and argue with myself at night which one's better. But anyway, Star Trek.
Obviously Star Trek. I mean, come on. Anyway,
so, a lot of the old-timey, when I say old-timey, going back 20-plus years, Star Wars games are on Switch now. But this one I had in mind was, I don't know if it's still on Android. I started playing it on Android and then switched to Switch. And it's Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic.
Oh, yes. That is on Android and Switch. So I think they're both on Android and Switch.
I know. Some people might say, "Oh, it's not some part of it is on the ground, but you start out in a spaceship.
And you get your own spaceship. You get your own Ebon Hawk, at least in the first one. I don't remember the second one very well.
And who doesn't want to be? I know a lot of people say, "Oh, I want to be a Jedi." What would you be if you were really in the military in Star Wars? I said I'd be a 71 Delta legal clerk. Let's be honest. But yes, that one is good one of my favorite old timey Star Wars role playing game. It's a great role playing game.
Oh, excellent story. It's one of the few games, like a lot of games, like, are you going to be good? Are you going to be bad? You know, I felt like these games actually, that felt like they mattered. You know what I mean? Like so many games are like, are you going to be good or bad? Well, it felt like this time it actually mattered. And
it matters.
I could never go to the dark side. I'm too nice a guy. Even in a video game, I'm like, I'm going to be good. I can't be mean to these fictional video game characters.
You know, it's like someone says, you can't do that. Sure, I can. Zap. anyway, the other one I have not played a lot of. Mm-hmm. And I will admit that I played a little bit. But the only reason it stands out in my mind is that it is known for being better on Switch than it is on PC. Mm-hmm. And before someone says, oh my God, it's made by Ubisoft. It is made by Ubisoft, but a long time ago. Oh. And this goes back to the days of Toys to Life kind of thing.
But
it's no longer Toys to Life. And all the little nice things that they used to have the Toys for Life thing are included. And that's Starlink Battle for Atlas.
Right.
It is an open world game, and unlike some of the, I am told you can't play the fox in some of the other PC versions, but in this one you can.
He's a Nintendo exclusive. So
here you get to play the fox.
Oh, Star Fox. And,
yeah. Oh, okay. And it looks great. And that's why my call out, I haven't played a lot of it, just a little, and I booted up my little Star Fox character, and it's known for being better, maybe because it is a Nintendo game, but it's also out there for Windows and other platforms. But yes, that's my second choice.
That's a good one. That's a really good one. Yeah, I played that on PC a while back and did enjoy it until I got really stuck somewhere. I'm like, I'm done with this. I did enjoy it for the time I played it. I did not know it was on Switch. That's very cool.
Brian, reset voice meter.
Why?
Reset voice meter.
Why?
Oh, you were coming through robotic for a second.
Oh, no. It must have been Discord because everything sounds fine to me via voice meter.
Okay.
Yeah, it must have been Discord. Because I'm listening to you, like usually when Discord goes on, everyone sounds robotic. I'm like, that sounds fine. What's going on? The joys of doing it live, everybody. Okay, those are great. Thorsten, you got two to recommend?
Yeah, of course.
Good.
I mean, Chris does my job today. Hi, Chris. My next pick would have been Birth of the Empires.
Right.
Because it's we already talked about it, and although Starbase Orion is a pretty good pick, so I go on to my second pick in that regard, and that's A-Lite. That's the Android version for the Amiga version of Elite, of the original Elite.
Wait, there's what's it called? A-Lite?
A-Lite, yeah, I linked it in the chat, and it's a pretty good version of the original.
Oh
and,
my god! Look at that.
Yeah, I guess I put also several hundred hours in it on any Android device I own.
Oh my god!
It's simply the best version of the game. There are several more versions for Android, as far as I know, but this one is in my opinion the best one. It's really fun.
I've never heard of this. I have to find it on an English site.
So we can go on from my side.
Actually, no, it's kind of English. I'm confused. Is this big orange button a download button? The Harun Leiden or Unterladen? Anyway, I'll look it up. This I didn't know Elite was available on. Oh, this looks great. This looks really great. Oh my god. Wow. Okay, that looks great. Excellent suggestion. We're getting a lot of good suggestions. We have a lot of good suggestions today. My god, everyone's wallets are going to be really hurting after this episode. Okay, so that you said Birth of Empires and Elite were your two?
Yep.
Okay, so now we're going to go back to me. I've got a few suggestions. So I'm going to go back to Android. There are really a few good ones on Android. Milliken's Reach, which is I think I streamed the PC version a while back. That was a lot of fun. And that works very well on Android. Yeah, that's on Android. Yuciana, I think it's called that, or Yuciana, Yuciana, kind of a 4X game that's actually quite good. I've really enjoyed that one, and I just started playing one called Galaxy Genome, which is kind of like a top-down, think of it as like top-down 2D Elite, basically. It's actually quite, it feels kind of like a mix of Elite, like Frontier and Elite Dangerous if it was a top-down game. I've got a couple hours into it so far, and I'm really enjoying the vibe. It's really, really good. It really feels like an actual good Elite game, you know? that's what that feels like. So those are my, I think I'm almost out of suggestions at this point for myself. I think I only have one or two left. Spaz, what do you got?
Well, the other game that that I'd said you'd streamed from Kyrosoft is this one, Epic Astro Story.
Oh yes, yes, yes. Now that you say the name, I do remember that. Yeah, Epic Astro Story.
Yeah, it's that is a it's a colony builder where you are hiring people and making a planet for people to come and be tourists to. It's the precursor to Kyrobotica, actually.
Oh, okay.
That's a really good one. It's a really, really good one. I can highly recommend.
Yeah.
And there's another one, which is a completely free game.
Ooh, I like free.
Seed Ship.
Oh, I've played now, this on my phone. I forgot about this. I'm installing this on my tablet right bloody now.
And it's a free game, can't go wrong with it.
God, guys, this game, Seed Ship, it is like purely text-based. It is so good. It is disgustingly good. Like, oh my God, I can't believe I forgot about this game. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I remember you remind me of it. Oh my God, this is so good. Seed Ship, Jesus Christ. God, seriously, Seed Ship is so good. It is so good. I cannot gush enough about how good Seed Ship is. Like, my God, it is such. Oh.
And especially for a free game, you cannot go wrong. You
can't go wrong. And it's got such replayability. And, oh, my God, it's just so. Oh, God, Seed Ship. Oh, my God, Seed Ship.
16,300 reviews on Android alone, 4.8 stars. It's highly rated for a good reason.
I'm recalling now that's one of the only games I ever played on my actual phone because it worked well on the small screen, too. You know, because pretty much text-based. It's very easy to play.
It is. It's very much a phone game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very easy to play. It's not easy to win. Let me just stress that. It's easy to play, but not easy at all to win.
It will hurt you.
It will make you cry, this game. It has made me cry. It gets sad at some, like, God damn. But seriously, guys, oh my God, Spaz, I'm so happy you brought that one up because, God damn, that's a good game. Holy Jesus Christ. That is a really good one. Sorry. I'm like, oh God, C-Chip, that's right. How did I forget about C-Chip? Jesus Christ. Go install that on my tablet right bloody now. God damn. There it is. Yay, I got it. Awesome. It's just adding so many more games to my tablet as we do this episode. love it. Folks, by the way, if you don't have a tablet and you can afford one, get one. Seriously, you might be like, I have a phone, I have a laptop. No, seriously, get a tablet. They're phenomenal, especially like the one I have, this Lenovo. Thorsten, which tablet do you have?
Julie first?
No. I'm asking you which tablet you have, because you brought up that you have a tablet. I'm curious which tablet you have.
That's an SGIN, some Chinese company. I don't know what. And with some random number, but it works.
That's good.
For most of my things, I don't have any problems actually.
If you could link me, if you could. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, my previous one was an Amazon Fire, and that actually made a lot of problems.
Yes,
but
yes.
I don't want to go into details right now.
Oh no, I totally know 100% what you're talking about. That's why I didn't get one. Thorsten, if you could link to me that tablet maybe at some point, I would like to include that in the one I own in the notes.
Okay. I try to find it.
No stress though, if you can't, but I'm going to definitely include mine. I have a Lenovo, you guys, and it has basically become one of my most cherished devices. I can't. Okay. So Julie, I think we're on you now. Do you have any more to recommend?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
And the first off is, I know it started out in Epic and everybody said, oh my God, it's on Epic. Oh my God, the main character is female. And it's on Switch. Isn't that wonderful? Rebel Galaxy Outlaw. Yeah. Now, I will admit at first, I saw because of the trailer, I thought it would have like the little walking in stations thing, but that's not the case.
No.
And as soon as I heard the country and Western music, I said, oh my God, I'm going to throw up my mouth a little bit. But that's not the only choice. But
yes,
Rebel Galaxy Outlaw is on Switch. And the other thing I would like to recommend are a series of two games. And this is different than most space games.
Okay.
And this is the second one just came out. And they're called Citizen Sleeper. And if you haven't heard about it, what it is imagine a cross between Choose Your Own Adventure and a board game, because there's dice involved and it's really good writing.
On the Switch, by the way? Is this on the Switch?
It is on the Switch.
Okay, thank you.
I don't know if it's, I know it's on PC, but it's on the Switch.
And
they're both great games, and one is obviously a continuation of the other. And the little core plot device is a struggle to survive and evade their former corporate masters and find their place within the diverse and often harsh community of a space station. And it's a lot of fun. And yes, there's reading involved. And despite the fact that I'm a video gamer, I know how to read and everything and do math. And anyway, those are my other next recommendations.
All right. Thorsten, you got three more before we start wrapping up?
Yeah, of course I have. So the first one I want to link is Space Commander War and Trade.
Oh, yes, I forgot about this one. Yes.
That's a really nice thing to play Android.
I have that one and I forgot about it. Oh my God. Well done. Good job.
That's surprisingly funny. I mean, it's not no Evercron
it scratches that itch. It scratches that itch. It really does. It does a good job of scratching that itch. You're right. Oh, that's a good one. That's a very good one. Sorry. Go ahead.
And the other one I've got, I've mentioned that before, and that is Morphite.
Wait, what is it called?
Morphite. I link it in the chat.
Oh, great. I'm struggling to. Sorry. Let's see.
That's also a really nice one. It's kind of a mini No Man's Sky. With simple graphics and yeah, you streamed it a couple of years
ago. I didn't know this was on Android.
Damn. Yeah, I have a lot of fun with this one.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't know this was on Android. I'm installing that right now because that was a fun time.
Yeah, again, it's kind of a mini. It's kind of a mini No Man's Sky, and it really plays very well on all devices I've got.
Nice,
even on the phone.
Oh, nice. Oh God, we have such a huge list, you guys. There's like 30, 40 games on this list. This is a huge list. So to wrap it up, because we're all tired, so we're going to keep this a little short today. I want to do a cheat, and I'm going to mention something I mentioned last week, Magic DOSBox. Why? Why do I mention Magic DOSBox? Because there are so many great space games you could play with Magic DOSBox. Starflight 1 and 2, Starfleet 1 and 2, Master of Orion 1 and 2, for example. Nomad, God, Protostar. There's so many DOS space, so many DOS space games that you have to have Magic DOSBox on your phone or tablet. I know it's kind of a cheat. It's more of an emulator, but through that emulator, you can play some of the greatest space games ever made, in my opinion, on your device because it works so goddamn well. It works. I was just playing Master of Orion 2 on the damn thing the other day. And also Starfleet 2. Of course, I play that all the time on my tablet because of Magic DOSBox. So that's kind of a cheat. But again, at the same time, there are so many space games. The Buck Rogers RPGs, I have them on here. Star Command from SSI, I have that on here. Just so many good space games from the DOS era that you could play on the go with Magic DOSBox. I had to mention that one. I absolutely had to mention that one. So we're going to cut it short a little bit today, folks, cause we're all freaking tired. Super tired. But tomorrow I'm going to be playing a free game, that I just learned about. What is it called? Tiny Pixel Planets. Hopefully it's good. It looked very interesting for a free game. That's why I'm covering it. And next week we're just going to have a regular check-in. We haven't done one of those in a while. So no real topic next week, but we'll choose our next couple of topics at the end of next week's show, from the list that we, built a few weeks ago. So, thank you for hanging out with us today. Oh, and this list is going to be on the post on spacegamejunkie.com. Don't worry. It's separated out by platform. So you'll have an easy time finding what you need. So have a great day, everyone. Be safe, be well, take care of each other. Please get vaccinated if you haven't already. Get your shots. Wear your masks, because they all work. They really do. Thank you, as always, to our patrons who help pay for things like Restream, which we use to chat with each other and stream to multiple platforms. Don't forget to check out my new podcast, Retro Dogfight, in which we talk about classic flight sims. And don't forget to wear a helmet. We'll see you back here tomorrow, everyone. Have a great one. Bye-bye.